So we are holding on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, third line. We're talking now about the two goats. The subject of this perek is the two goats on Yom Kippur, the Sarah Lashem and the Sarah Lazazel. There is, by the way, a third goat that's also offered on Yom Kippur. One as part of the Musafim, there's a Chatas, and that one is a regular Chatas. The Emorim of it are burnt on the Mizbeach, and the meat of it is eaten by the Kohanim after Yom Kippur, unlike the par and the sor, which are burnt outside the machne, which we're going to talk about in more detail later on in the Masechta, and unlike the sor lazazel, of course, which isn't shechted at all, is thrown off the cliff. So now we were talking about, we know that there's a din that if a person shechts a korban outside the azara, then he's chayav koris. One of the rules that is necessary, one of the criteria that's necessary in order for the person to be chayav koris is it has to be something that was roi lovoi bifnim, that was suitable to be brought as a, it could have been brought as a korban in the azara, and instead he brought it outside the azara. So now we're talking about then, we started talking about what happens if a person takes one of the, you have the two goats that the girdle has to be done with them to determine which is the Sar Lashem and which is the Sar Lazazel. So now so now what if he takes one of those goats and shechts them outside the Azara, is he Chayiv Kares or not? So what we said was if he does it before the girdle, then he's chayev for either one of them, on the face of it, because either one of them was Rory Lover, with him. Either one of them could have ended up being the Sar Lashem. Whereas if he does it after the girdle, then he's only chayev for shechting the Sar Lashem outside and not the Sar Lazazel, because that one was not going to be a korban. So now we're in the middle of discussing the first part of that statement, that if he does it, that if he does it before the girdle, then he would be chayev kares for either one of them. What we said was that, so we brought that according to Rav Chista, we said that Rav Chista explains that the reason why he's chayev for either one of them, even though on the face of it, there's no girdle, the girdle hasn't been done yet. We can't offer either one of them as the Sar Lashem until after a girdle is done. So how can he be chayev koris? And the answer is, Rav Chista says, because conceivably you could take one of those goats and not have it participate in the girdle at all and use it as the third goat, use it as the chatas of Yom Kippur, which that one doesn't require a girdle at all. So therefore, because of that, hoyil, since it's roi l'sara nasim b'chutz, then Rav Chista takes the view that the person should be chayiv koris for shechting it outside the azara. In practice, what they're going to do, Bapashtos, was they were going to keep these two and make a girdle on them. But because it is conceivable to instead take that one, it could have been taken and used as the chatos, then they and for that you don't need any prerequisites within it itself. You need the avodah of Yom Kippur to be done, but that's something way outside of it. That has nothing to do with the korban itself. Therefore, Rav Chista holds that he would be chayav for that. So now the Gemara takes that up. So again, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, third line. Umi Islay the Rav Chista Hoyil. Does Rav Chista hold of this concept of a Hoyil that that even though right now this korban is not roi for the purpose that you got it for originally, to begin with, you bought this animal having in mind that it's going to be either the Sar Lashem or the Sar Lazazel, but now we're going to say that hoyol, that since it could be redesignated instead as a different korban, then that would be enough to make him chayiv koris for shechting it outside. Does Rav Chista hold of such a concept? But we also find that Rav Chista says, Pesach sheshachta b'chutz b'shavi mois hashana l'shmoi. The Korban Pesach, now we learned in Masechet Pesachim that the Korban Pesach is one of the korbanos that if you it's one of the few korbanos, the other one being the Chatas, that if you shecht it Shaloi L'Shmoi, it's possible. But we also learned that the Korban Pesach, if it can't be brought as an animal for a Korban Pesach, if it can't be brought in a Pesach, becomes a it is brought as a Shlomim instead. No, so we're talking about, we're not getting over here into before or after Chatzos. What we're going to get into in our sugya over here is the matter of Akira. We talked about in Psachim the question when we want to redesignate that instead of a Pesach we're going to use it as a Shlomim. Do we have to say so explicitly, or is it enough that we just shecht it some other time during the year outside of Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and automatically it becomes a Shlomim? So right now we're saying that it's going to require Akira. But if a person shechted the Korban Pesach outside the Azara on other days of the year, Lishmoy, and he shechted it Lishmoy, then he's Potter, because right now you can't bring it Lishmoy, you can't bring a Korban Pesach some other time during the year, therefore it's not Roy Lover Bifnim, and it's Possel, Shaloy Lishmoy Chayev. But if he shechted Shaloy Lishmoy, meaning that it's a Shlomim, then it's Chayev, because it could be a Shlomim. So, Taima de Shaloy Lishmoy. So evidently the implication is, why is he Potter in the first case? Is only because he did it Shaloy. Why is he Chayev in the second case? Only because he did it Shaloy Lishmoy. Ha Stoma. The implication would seem to be that if he didn't say one way or the other, he just shechted it Stam without specifying Lishmoy Hu, then we would assume that it's Lishmoy or Potter, and therefore he would be Potter because this isn't the time of year to bring a Korban Pesach. Well, the question is, v'amai, why would he be Potter? According to the logic, if we're saying that Rav Chista would say hoyel, v'amai, lema hoyel v'roi shaloy l'shmai b'fnim. After all, it could be suitable to bring it shaloy l'shmai and bring it as a shlomim and b'fnim and bring it in the Azara, and it would be a perfectly kosher shlomim. So therefore, we would say that even when he brings it outside, fine, he didn't specify that he wants it to be a shlomim, but we should, based on Rav Chista's logic of hoyel, then we should say that it could have been a shlomim. Therefore, that would be reason enough to be mechayivim. The same way as we're saying over here with these goats, that even though he didn't redesignate it as this is going to be the chatos of Yom Kippur, and now he goes and shechts it outside, we assume that it was still going to be the Surah LaShem or the Surah LaZazel, and he shechted it outside, and still Rav Chista says he's chayiv koris. So why wouldn't the same thing apply to this Pesach? If he did it l'stam, if he explicitly said he's doing it l'shmoy, fine. That would be the equivalent in our case of saying he's explicitly shechting it as the Sarah LaShem or the Sarah LaZazel, let's say. But if he doesn't say one way or the other, then Rav Chista seems to be implying that he'd be chayev. So why in our case? It seems to be implying that he'd be potter, rather. So why over here in our case with the two goats would he be chayev?
Different thing going to be for a goat that has none of the right goat, the last one.
He'd be chayiv if he said that it's going to be specifically for that one. Of course, he'd be chayiv. There's no chiddush in that, though. Chayiv karis, yeah. Because this is again, it's not, there's nothing that needs to be done within this korban itself to make it ready to be brought. All it is the avodah, the rest of the avodah of Yom Kippur has to be done, fine, but he's skipping those, but fine, but those aren't in the korban itself. Those aren't a din in the korban itself, so therefore, okay. So v'amai, leima hoi v'roi shaloi l'shmai b'fnim. So why don't we say, since hoyel, it could have been brought shaloi l'shmai b'fnim, therefore now when he brings it b'chutz, he should be chayiv karis. So we see there that we don't say hoyel. So the Gemara says, hochi hashta, what kind of a comparison is that? Hosam boi akira, hayloi boi akira. The difference is, in the case of the Korban Pesach, if you want to make it no longer a Korban Pesach, you need to do Akira. You need to verbally say that this is no longer a Korban Pesach. I'm now making this into a Shlomim.
Yeah,
well, no, we're talking about, apparently we're talking about during the rest of the year, because he said B'shavi Moshe Hashanah. Now, we learned in Psachim different opinions about it. We're going to have later on in all Gemara as well, different opinions about whether the Korban Pesach requires Akira. Here we're talking according to Rav Chista. So when it comes to the Korban Pesach, when would it be roi is a shlomim b'fnim? Only if you said it's no longer a Pesach, it's now a shlomim. After all, if you shechted it without that akira, then it comes out you're shechting as a Pesach b'shal yimos hashana, and a Pesach b'shal yimos hashana is possible, because a Pesach is only to be brought on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So there it requires akira. Hi, le boy akira. Whereas over here, it doesn't require akira. You bought it. You meant to use it as the Surah LaShem or the Surah LaZazel, but you could equally well. I mean, they're both a chatos. That's a chatos. This is a chatos as well. It's not really a redesignation for a different type of korban, so it doesn't require akira. Therefore, Rav Chista can say. So Rav Chista can say hoyel, but only if it doesn't require anything further. when it comes to redesignating it as the sir of as the chatas of Yom Kippur, you don't need any redesignation. Chatas and it was a chatas; it's becoming a different chatas. Whereas by the Korban Pesach, you'd have to redesignate it from Pesach to Shlomo. Now, Tosfos has a problem with Rashi's. Rashi actually makes a specific point of mentioning that the Gemara is being medayik from the fact that Rav Chisda said the specifically the case of Lishmoy versus Shaloy Lishmoy, and saying that we infer from what Rav Chisda is saying, what about Stam? Tosfos has a problem with that, because on the face of it, you could be medayik the other way around. Since we first said if he shechted at Lishmoy Potter, then we should be able to be medayik from that. That if you did it Stam, then he'd be then he'd be chayev. And then we'd say that he does apply hoyo. So in fact, Tosfos takes out that line in the Gemara, time into Shaloi Lishmoi. So in other words, Tosfos says actually he is being medayik from the first part. What we're saying is, why is he potter even if it's Lishmoi? And when, okay, you're saying that a Korban Pesach Lishmoi the rest of the year is possible, why should he be potter when we should be able to say hoyo on the face of it? It shouldn't require Akira. And the answer is it requires Akira. And therefore, if he shechts at Lishmoi, then his taka is going to be potter. The Ritva talks about that maybe according to Rashi, what it is, so in other words, it comes out according to Tosfos, the Gemara's Havamina was that it shouldn't require Akira, and the Gemara is saying, in fact, it does, the Korban Pesach. The Ritva says maybe not necessarily. Maybe the Gemara knew all along that it requires Akira, so therefore it's saying, you Makshin, what are you even thinking? You know that the Korban Pesach requires Akira, what are you even bringing in the question for? And the Siach Yitzchak has a different take on it. He says the Gemara thought maybe that even by Yom Kippur, maybe it requires Akira. Fine, one's a chatas and the other's a chatas, but they're different kinds of chatas. One's a chatas with the blood being taken into the heichel, the other is a regular chatas, maybe it should require Akira. And the answer is no, chatas is chatas, whereas Pesach and Shlomim are two different types of korbanos. So therefore, so there's no contradiction within what Rav Chisda is saying. He does hold of the concept of hoyo, but he does require that there doesn't need to be anything further with this korban itself, including that there doesn't need to be akira. In the case of the se'irim of Yom Kippur, that's true. In the case of the Pesach, it's not. Okay. The Gemara says, Rabba Bar Shimi Masne Luhu B'Derabba. Rabba Bar Shimi, instead of learning that these two statements of Rav Chisda, the one about the two goats, hoyo v'roi l'sar hanasa b'chutz, and the one about the Korban Pesach, instead of that they were statements of Rav Chisda, Rabba Bar Shimi learned that these were statements of Rabba. The Kashalei de Rabba ad Rabba, so with him, it wasn't a question that Rav Chisda is contradicting himself, it was a question that Rabba seems to be contradicting himself. Omashani, Kiddushanin, and he gave the same answer as we just did. Now, why is it important for us to know that? Tosfos Yishanim points out that there's a different gemaras in other places that seem to imply that Rav Chisda would hold of the concept of hoyo, that Rav Chisda wouldn't hold of the concept of hoyo even lechumra, where it's mechusa maisa, where there's still something yet to be done. So therefore, so because of that, that might be, Siach Yitzchak says, that might be why Rabbi Bar Shimi decided that this, I mean, in Bepashtus, he heard from his Rebbeim that it was Rabbi who said it. But also this way, that avoids that issue with trying to harmonize this with other statements of Rav Chisda elsewhere in Shas about Hoyil, because we don't find that Rabbi has similar statements. So therefore, all we have is these two statements. And he reconciled it, like we said, that there's a difference between the Pesach requiring Akira and the Korbanos of Yom Kippur not. So all that is one opinion. Now, ki osir of Dimi Omer Rav Yirmiyah Omer Rav Yochanan, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said that Rav Yirmiyah had said in the name of Rav Yochanan that no, Pesach sheshachted b'chutz, the Korban Pesach was shechted outside the Azara, b'shayim Yom Hashanah, any time during the rest of the year, so not Erev Pesach after Chatzos, b'ein l'shmoy, b'ein l'sholoy l'shmoy, whether he shechted at l'shmoy or sholoy l'shmoy, potter. Then he would be potter because it was a Korban Pesach. If he shechted at Lishmoy, then obviously it's still a Pesach, and a Pesach b'shayim Moshe Hashanah is possible. And if he shechted at Shaloi Lishmoy, then fine, a Pesach during the rest of the year, shechted Shaloi Lishmoy is also possible. So therefore, Pesach is one of the korbanos that if you shechted Shaloi Lishmoy is possible. So therefore, he says it's going to be. So therefore, he says it's never only if he explicitly redesignated it. Only if he explicitly redesignated it as a shlamim. So now, Amar Rav Dimi, I'm Rita L'Shmait Kamed Rav Yirmiyah. So Rav Dimi says, when I told over, I was asking Rav Yirmiyah regarding this statement of his. V'shlema L'Shmai, I understand why if he shechts this Pesach outside the Azara L'Shmai, then I understand why he's going to be potter from Karis. Because after all, it can't be brought Bifnim, because if you bring it Bifnim as a Korban Pesach the rest of the year, it's going to be Posel, because it's outside of the time. Why should he be potter if he does it shaloi l'shmoi? Hachazi shaloi l'shmoi b'fnim. After all, it could have been brought shaloi l'shmoi inside the azara, and it would have become a shlomim. In other words, it shouldn't necessarily require akira during the rest of the year. He's taking the view that the rest of the year it doesn't require akira to turn it into a shlomim. It automatically becomes a shlomim once it's outside the time of the Korban Pesach. So why should he be potter? But Omar Lee, so Rabbi Yirmiyah answers me, akira schutz lav shmo akira. Because doing Akira for shechting it outside is not considered an Akira. What is considered Akira? What's considered a valid redesignation of it as the Korban Pesach is when you're shechting it inside the Azara and you're saying it's not the time of the Korban Pesach now, therefore I'm shechting it Stam or I'm shechting it Shaloi L'Shmoi, let's say he's shechting it Shaloi L'Shmoi, so then automatically it turns into a Shlomim. But to say that when he's shechting it outside, where you're anyway not allowed to shecht it, and that saying that therefore automatically it should turn into a shlomim and therefore be mechayiv im karis, that we're not going to say. So if it's just shechting it outside, it still retains its status as a Korban Pesach unless he explicitly said I'm turning it into a shlomim.
What is outside?
Right, but the point is, in other words, but the difference is, if you shecht the Korban Pesach anytime during the rest of the year, it becomes a shlomim. But if you shecht the Korban Pesach shaloi l'shmoi, then it's possible. So that's the thing. Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying the distinction is if you shecht it inside, then shechting it shaloi l'shmoi automatically turns it into a shlomim. You don't need a verbal statement. You don't need a verbal statement to say I'm making this into a shlomim. But Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying if you're shechting it outside, then it doesn't automatically become a shlomim. So now what happens is you're shechting a posel a korban because a pesach shaloi l'shmoi. If it doesn't become a shlomim, if it remains a pesach, then a pesach shaloi l'shmoi is a posel a korban. Most korbanos, remember, if they're shechted shaloi l'shmoi, the korban still stays kosher. You're just not allowed. The person is just not yotze his mitzvah. You shecht a shlomim or an ola or an osham or whatever shaloi l'shmoi, you still continue with the rest of the avodas of it. Just the person was not yotze his korban and he has to bring another one.
If you do it,
of course it's possible, and a person will be chayiv kares for that. The point is, in other words, that again we say that in order for a person to be chayiv kares for shechting outside, it has to be ro'i lovid b'fnim. It has to be a korban that if you had brought it inside the azara would have been kosher. So now what Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying is, this here you have a distinction. If you had brought this korban inside and not specified what you're doing with it, automatically it would turn into a shlomim. But we don't go as far as to say that if you do it outside, that it should do the same thing, automatically turn into a shlomim, and therefore he's going to be chayev because he's shechting a shlomim b'chutz. No, we say it remains a Pesach, which means that shechting it during the rest of the year makes it possible because a Pesach can't be brought during the rest of the year. Therefore, he can't be chayev kares because it's not roi lovi b'fnim. It's not something that would have been kosher as a Pesach inside. Therefore, and now it still remains a Pesach. It didn't get transformed into a shlomim unless he said so. Yeah. Another opinion, he also Ravin Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, also in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's like this: Pesach sheshachta b'chutz b'shayim Eretz Hashana. If he shechted the Korban Pesach outside the Azara during the rest of the year, bein l'shmoi ben shalod l'shmoi chayev. Then the opposite of what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. Rabbi Yirmiyah had said that whether he shechted l'shmoi or shaloi l'shmoi, he'd be potter, because if l'shmoi, it still remains a Pesach, and even if shaloi l'shmoi, it doesn't get transformed into a shlomim unless he says it's going to be a shlomim. Here now, Robin is saying exactly the other way around. He's going to be chayev either way. So the question is why? How is he going to be chayev for shechtet l'shmoy, having in mind that it's a korban Pesach? A korban Pesach during the rest of the year is possible. V'hatnan, we learn in a Mishnah in Zvachim, when we learn about the dinim of shchutei chutz, the Mishnah says, mechuser zman, one of the cases where a person is potter for shechting a korban outside is where the korban is mechuser zman, where it's the wrong time to bring it, and that means ben begufoy ben bebailim, and mechuser zman means it's lacking the time, it's not yet the time to bring it, and that applies whether the lacking time is within the korban itself or in the owner, and that means the ezer now mechuser zman begufoy is very simple to understand. It means, for example, like we talked about yesterday, a korban has to be at least 8 days old when you bring it. So let's say he shechted it when it was 6 or 7 days old. So then we're saying he's potter. It's not yet rori lovei bifnim. Another example of mechuser zman begufoy we're going to talk about later in the sugya is we know there's a din. The Torah tells us you're not allowed to shecht oisev es bnoi. You're not allowed to shecht a mother animal and a baby animal on the same day. So suppose, for example, that you shechted the mother animal earlier that day. Now you have a korban. Now you have the baby of that one, which was supposed to be a korban. Then you can't shecht it that day. So therefore, it's mechuser zman, and therefore, if a person shechts it outside the azara, he's not chayav koris because today it's not roi lovei bifnim. Anyway, so the Mishnah continues. Ve'ezeru mechuser zman b'bailim. Now, what do we mean where it's mechuser zman regarding the owner? Means, for example, hazav v'hazava v'hayaledetz v'hametzora. Sheikrivu chatosa v'hashama mechutz. Suppose that one of these people, now all these people have to be bringing a chatas and an oila. So actually, the Gemara asks over there that one second, a zav and a zava and a yoledis don't bring an osham. And in fact, the Mishnah doesn't even have the word mitzoda in it. The Gemara says the Mishnah is missing the word mitzoda. We should add it in, and a mitzoda has to bring an osham. A mitzoda brings three korbanos, as we said yesterday, an oila, chatas, and an osham. Oila, chatas, and osham. Yeah. So if they bring their chatas, so a zav, all four of them, zav, zava, yoledis, and mitzoda, all have to bring a chatas. A mitzoda also has to bring an osham. Now, remember that a chatas and an osham can't be brought as an adaba. So now, if they bring these chatas and their osham, bachutz, if they bring them outside the azara before the time to bring their korban, turim, then they're potter, because that right now, it's not roi lovei bifnim. If they had brought it inside the azara, it would be possible, because they wouldn't be able to be bringing it as a korban, because as a choiva, you can't bring it. It's not time yet. It's not their 8th day or 41st day or whatever it is, respectively. And you can't bring it as an adava. On the other hand, if they brought their oila or their shlomim early in the outside of the Mishnah, now an oila or a shlomim can be brought as an adava. Therefore, it's not mechuser zman. Now, again, none of these people, a zava, yoledis, and a mitzvah, none of them are bringing a shlomim. So the Gemara explains that also the Mishnah is missing a nazir. A nazir brings three korbanos when he finishes his nazirah successfully. So a nazir tamei also brings three korbanos like a mitzvah tamei. He brings an ola, brings an ola, a chatas, and an osha. A nazir tahor who finished his nazirah successfully brings three korbanos, an ola, a chatas, and a shlomim. So he's the one who brings a shlomim. So again, if he brings, so let's say, in other words, so a person made a neder of nazirus, where he's going to be a nazir, let's say, for 30 days. So now the halacha is the very earliest he can bring his korbanos is the 30th day. L'chatchila, he's supposed to bring him the 31st, but b'dieved, if he brings him on the 30th, then he's yotze. Let's say he brings him on the 29th, so he's mechuser zman, but if he brings the shlomim at that time, outside the azara, he's going to be chayev kares, because a shlomim you can bring anytime you want. So it can be brought in a double. There Omer of Chilki Batuvi. Now Rav Chilki Batuvi says on that, Loishanu Elo Lishmoy. All of this that we're talking about, that if he brings the Osham, that if he brings the Osham outside the Azara, he's gonna be potter, is only when he brought it Lishmoy. Aval Shaloy Lishmoy Chayev. But if he shechted it Shaloy Lishmoy, then he's Chayev, because a korban of that type could have been brought inside the Azara. Again, an osham is not one of the ones that shaloi l'shmoi becomes possible. So making it from an osham to something else does not possible it. So if he shechts it, having in mind that it's not an osham, but having in mind that it's an oilo or a shlomim, then he's going to be chayiv koris, because he brought something that could have been brought as an oilo or a shlomim inside the azara. And instead he brought it outside the azara.
right?
Well, he took it from Osham and shechted and shechted it shaloi l'shmoi, which means that it becomes some other kind of carbon, and some other kind of carbon, not an Osham, could be brought early.
And it could be as
it could be an oilo, it could be a shlamim or whatever. So right, it could be either one, right? So so you see that if he Rav Chilkiya is saying that if he shechted it l'shmoi, then that's what the Mishnah is talking about, where he's going to be potter because it's not yet roi lovi b'shmim, because it's not yet the time for him to bring his asham. So we see therefore that if you do it l'shmoi but you do it at the wrong time, then he's potter. So why by the Pesach? Why would Ravin be telling us that if a person shechted the carbon Pesach l'shmoi outside the Azara, he'd be chayev? Why would he be chayev? A Pesach l'shmoi the rest of the year is possible. The answer is again, Hochi Hashta. Again, how are you comparing Hossam Boy Akira? Over there, you need Akira. The animal was supposed to be an Osham. You want to shecht it as some other kind of carbon, then you have to redesignate it as some other kind of carbon. You're saying that I'm doing it, Shaloy the Shmoy. Hocha over here, Pesach, Meshayim Eshashana, Shlomim Ninu, here, Pesach during the rest of the year automatically becomes a Shlomim, which means different than what we said before. Before we were saying, according to the Chista, that maybe you need Akira. Now we're saying that you don't necessarily. Automatically, you shecht the Pesach any other time during the year, then according to Rabin, it automatically becomes a shlamim. No Akira is necessary. So again, we have Rav Chista saying, you need Akira. We had Rav Dimi's version of Rav Yumia saying that, in fact, that if you do Akira, that it's only valid if Akira is valid only if it's done in the Azara, not if the person is shechting the carbon outside the Azara. And now we're saying, according to this third opinion, according to Rabin, of carbon Pesach doesn't require Akira at all. Automatically, the rest of the year, you can't bring it as a Pesach, so it automatically becomes a Shlomo. Okay. So therefore, according to that, then there's no comparison.
Okay.
So therefore, he would be chayiv actually, because he's bringing a shlamim outside the azara, and therefore, and could have been right exactly. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi masni chayiv kedamrinan. Now, Rav Ashi learns that Robin had said that he's chayiv kedamrinan, as we just explained. Why? Because with the carbon pesach. Automatically, you shecht it any other time during the year, it automatically becomes a shlomo. Rav Yumia Midifti Masni Potter. Rav Yumia Midifti, on the other hand, he had a version of what Robin said, that Robin said he's Potter, which would make him then like Rav Dimi's version. Rav Dimi had said that he's Potter when he shecht the carbon pesach outside, whether shaloi or shaloi shmoi. So according to Rav Yumia Midifti, Robin and Rav Dimi had said the same thing. So Kosova, because he holds Pesach B'Shayim HaShashana Bo Yakira, he holds that the Korban Pesach during the rest of the year does require Akira to turn it into a Shlomim. It doesn't automatically become a Shlomim as a result of shechting it during the rest of the year. And he holds, like we said before, what Rabbi Yumi had said, Akira Schutz Lav Shmo Akira, that doing Akira for the purpose of shechting outside is not considered Akira. Or Pliga, the Rav Chilkiya about Tovi, which therefore he disagrees with Rav Chilkiya about Tovi, where Rav Chilkiya had talked about Lishmoi versus Shaloi Lishmoi, implying that Akira Schutz could be a valid Akira. So therefore, according to him, Robin is necessarily disagreeing with Rav Chilkiya about Tovi. In fact, Tosfos says what it is according to him, what we're saying is both Rav Dimi and Robin are arguing on Rav Chilkiya. Whereas according to Rav Ashi's version, Rav Chilkiya agrees with Robin. He disagrees only with Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi had said that Akira Schutz is not a valid Akira, and then Rav Chilkiya Batovi is talking about Lishmoi versus Shaloi Lishmoi, that he can be chayev, implying that according to him Akira Schutz is a valid Akira. But now according to Rav Yumi and Midifti, that both of them are saying he's Potter. Then it comes out that both of them, both Robin and Rav Jimmy, are arguing on Rav Chilkiya about Tovi. So Rav Chilkiya about Tovi is saying that if the korban is shechted l'shmoi outside the azara, when it's something that's mechusos man, when it's an osham which you can't bring minadava, then he would be potter. But if he shechts it, shalo l'shmo, he's going to be chayev. In other words, that's a case of akiras chutz. He's taking the osham, shechting it as some other korban. He's shechting it shalo l'shmo, which therefore turns into an oil or a shlamim or what have you. And therefore, that's and those you can bring b'nidava. So therefore, those you can be chayev for shchutei chutz. So there, that's a case of akiras chutz. And Rav Chilki Batorbi is saying chayev. Whereas according to Rav Dimi, we would have said he's potter. The same way as we said the korban pesach that's shechted during the rest of the year of bachutz would be potter, and because you need to have akira, because an akira needs to be done with nim, not bachutz. Because an akira, when you're transforming it into another kind of korban outside the azara, doesn't change anything. It has to be in the azara. It has to be that you're shechting it in the azara.
You have to say it in the azara.
Well, not that you have to say it in the azara, but only if you shecht it shalo l'shmoi in the azara. Only then does that have the effect of transforming it into another kind of korban. But automatically, because it was shalo l'shmoi. Rabbi Yumi was saying, if you shecht a korban shalo l'shmoi outside, that doesn't change its status. It still remains the same kind of korban. So in the case of the korban pesach, he'd be potter of pesach during the rest of the year as possible. In the case of the osham, where the metzora is bringing it on the day before, on an earlier day than he's supposed to, because he's mechusas man, he hasn't gone through his full 7-day count yet. Also, he'd be potter because it's not time for him to bring the osham yet.
According to him,
it doesn't become anything. According to him, it remains an osham. It remains, even though he shechted it shalo l'shmoi, doesn't matter. Shechting it bachutz doesn't change its status, so it remains an osham. And as an osham, then it's mechusas man, because it's too early for him to bring it. Therefore, he's posel. Therefore, he's potter. He's potter. It's not roi lava v'kachol. That was according to Rav Chilki Batrovi. Whereas according to Robin, we would say he is chayev. Whether he shechted it shalo l'shmoi. Because he holds that there was an akira which took place outside the azara, and that's enough to be mechayev him. Yeah, now it's no longer an osham. Now it's an olo or a shlomim. Not because the animal is too young. The mechusas man we were talking about over here was mechusas man bebailin, where he's bringing it before he finished his 7 days of counting.
Right. The opposite.
If it was too young an animal, then he's going to be potter no matter what. Sure. We're not talking about that. We're focusing on mechusas man bebailim, where the animal itself is old enough, but the person himself is not yet roi to bring this korban. Right. So again, according to Rav Chilki Batrovi, if the metzora is bringing the korban, let's say on his 7th day rather than his 8th day, his 7th day of counting versus his 8th day of counting, then if he brought it shalo l'shmoi outside the azara, his osham, he would be potter because the only akira that took place was outside the azara, and according to him, that doesn't matter. Whereas according to Robin, we would say that he's according to Rav Chilki Batrovi, we would say that if he shechted it shalo l'shmoi, he's chayev because the akira is effective. Now he transformed it from an osham into some other kind of korban, into an oila. There's no issue with mechusas man mebailim because an oila you can bring any time. So therefore, according to him, he's chayev. According to Rav Dimi, we said that there's no such thing as akiras chutz. Therefore, he necessarily disagrees with Rav Chilki. Now we're saying, according to Rav Yumi, a Medifti's version of Robin, also he says he's potter. So he also disagrees with Rav Chilki about Tovi. Yeah, it's a little complicated to keep track of all the names. And okay, fine. So that takes care of that. So now we've established what the deal is. Now going back to the goats of Yom Kippur, if somebody shechted one of them before the girdle took place outside the Azara, then we're saying Hoyle, since it could have been brought instead as the Chathas of Yom Kippur, which doesn't require anything else to be done for it to be a kosher carbon. All you need is side things, namely the rest of the Avodah of Yom Kippur has to be done, then that would be reason enough to be Mechayivim Kodesh, right? So that's we said. So we said because ultimately that doesn't require akira. Other korbanos maybe they require akira, maybe they don't. This one for it to go from a potential sur l'ashem, which is a chatas, to the sur of Yom Kippur, which is also a chatas, doesn't require akira at all. They're both chatas. Therefore, we can be chayev kares for that. Now let's work on the second half of it. We said omamah. We said before from the brisa mishehigra l'alehin. Now on the other hand, if he shechts one of these animals after the girdle was done, then chayev al shoshem apotir al shalazazel. Then he's chayev for the one lashem, because that one was, of course, roi lover b'fnim. That one was supposed to be shechted in the azara and the blood brought into the hekel. Whereas if he shecht the one lazazel, he's going to be potter. That one's not roi lover b'fnim, because that one was never meant. And that one, now that the girdle was done, is not going to be brought as a korban. It's going to be taken to azazel and thrown. So therefore, he'd be potter if he shechted it outside the azara. So now let's talk about that. Tonan abanan. We learn in a braisa. Now the pasuk says, the pasuk that introduces the concept of shchut echut says, ish ish mi beis Yisrael, any person from the house of Yisrael, asher yishchat shor kesev ha'ez b'machna, who shechts an ox or a sheep or a goat that was supposed to be a korban in the machna, or asher yishchat michutz l'machna, or he shechts it outside the machna. So whatever it is, it's outside the mishkan. Ve'al pesach oyam moed lo yaviyah, he didn't bring it to the door of the oyam moed lahakriv korban l'Hashem to bring as a korban to Hashem. So what do we learn from those psukim? E korban. Now the pasuk says he didn't bring it as a korban. Shemayani, you could have thought that the word korban means afilu kodesh bedek abayis shenikru korban. Maybe it includes even kodesh bedek abayis. So a person was makdish an animal to bedek abayis, not as a korban. The idea is that this animal is going to be used. It's going to be sold, and the money of it is going to be used to buy a korban, or the money of it, or not to buy a korban. Rather, the money of it is going to be used. As the money of it is going to be used to, for the repair of the Beis Hamikdash. So that one has only Kedushas Damim, so Shenikru Korban. Such a thing is called in a certain pasuk a Korban. Ke'en Shenem of Anakrav as Korban Hashem. You find after the war with Midian, where the officers of the army come to Moshe and they say, we want to donate all the gold that we captured as spoils from Midian. We want to donate it to the Mishkan. And they use the expression that they call it a korban of Hashem. Now, the gold, of course, is not being offered on the Mizbeach. It's being used for Bedek Abayis. So therefore, maybe over here, then it would mean that if a person took Kodesh Bedek Abayis and shechted him outside the Beis Hamikdash, he'd be Chayiv Koris. No, Talmud Lomar Val Pesach Oyo Moed Lo Haviyoi. No, therefore, the pasuk continues that he didn't bring it to the door of the Oyo Moed. And from there, we learn the basic concept that we said before. Kol HaRoy LePesach Oyo Moed Chayiv Ola Bachutz. Only something that was suitable to be brought. Pesach Oyo Moed is something that a person is Chayiv for offering, for shechting or doing any of the other avodas outside the Beis Hamikdash. Since it didn't make it inside yet. There's a key distinction. Let's say a person designates a shlomim out someplace outside your shalayim. And then he shechts it outside your shalayim. He's going to be chayiv kares, even though it never came to Pesach HaMoed, because it was really lovable Pesach HaMoed. The proper thing would have been to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash and shecht it there. No, what we mean is like this. Rashi brings two explanations. One is that kodesh bedek abayis, There's no reason to bring them up to Pesach Oyo Moed at all. They belong to Hekdesh, sure, but what is the gizbo going to do with them? He's going to sell them, and he's going to use the money towards Bedek Abayis. They were never meant to be brought as a korban in the first place. Therefore, they're not royal of Pesach Oyo Moed. Rashi brings a second explanation, which is, Bechlau, you're not supposed to be makdish an animal that's a tamim for Bedek Abayis. If you're going to be makdish an animal that's a tamim, it has to be that you're being makdish it as Kedusha Saguf, that you're going to bring it as a korban. So therefore, what kind of animal are you makdish for Kodesh Bedek Abayis is a Baal Mum. And therefore, it's not Rory Lovod. However, Rashi says it's a nice pshetel, but there's the Gemara in Zvachim, the sugya in Zvachim, that this whole discussion is taken from, it doesn't really fit in the sugya over there. The Gemara talks about over there at some length, and it seems Rashi just says he doesn't specify why, but it seems that it doesn't really fit with the Gemara over there. So therefore, we're left with the first explanation, which is that the fact is, Kodesh Bedek Abayis, there's no reason to have to bring them into the Azara because they don't necessarily have to ever come anywhere near the Azara at all. They belong to Hekdesh. Hekdesh sells them wherever they are and uses the money. And yeah. So only Kol HaRoy LePesach Oyo Moed Chayiv Ala Bachutz, only if it was going to be brought Pesach Oyo Moed is a person Chayiv for Shechting at Bachutz. Kol She'en HaRoy LePesach Oyo Moed En Chayiv Ala Bachutz. If it wasn't Roy, so Kodesh Bedek Abayis, then he's not Chayiv for Shechting it outside the Azara. Now, continues the Braisa, Oitzi Elu. Okay, so then let's say we're going to exclude Kodesh Bedek Abayis, She'en Re'uyen LePesach Oyo Moed, because as we said, they're not meant to come in front of Pesach Oyo Moed at all. There's no reason that they should. But On the other hand, maybe we should not exclude the paradruma or the sirda mishtalayach. So roi lovei al pesach al yomoyed. After all, they were roi to come. So now Rashi says, what's paras chatas doing over here? The paras chatas never comes to yomoyed either. So Rashi takes out paras chatas. Tosfos and Tosfos Yishonim discuss various pros and cons on it. One possibility is that, in fact, the paras chatas, Tosfos says, maybe what the braisa means is, maybe you would think not to take out either of them, and then you're going to say, okay, look, paras chatas we're going to exclude, because that doesn't come past a chayomer, you shecht it on harazesim, but maybe at least we should include sorda mishtaleach, because that one is brought Pesach HaYomer. You don't shecht it over there, but you do the video on it, Pesach HaYomer. So maybe that's reason enough to make it considered shchut echutz if he shechts it outside. Another possibility is also the paras chatas. You don't shecht it in Oyomoyed, of course, but you sprinkle the blood towards the Oyomoyed. He stands on the harazesim and sprinkles the blood in the direction of the hechel. Maybe that's reason enough to be considered roi lovei bifnim. Anyway, so you would think, so Tosfos and Tosfos Yishonim talk about that we can keep in the words paras chatas. Anyway, so you would think that those, the paras chatas and the sorda mishtalech, should roi lovei al pesach hayomoyed, those are suitable to come pesach hayomoyed, because, fine, the paras chatas, as Rashi says, maybe not, you don't shecht it in front of the hayomoyed. But the sorda lazozo, you don't shecht it there either, but you do the vidui on it, pesach hayomoyed. That has to be done in the azara. So maybe, therefore, the pasuk would be implying that if a person shecht the sor lazozel outside the azara, he should be chayev. Chamud loyma lashem. Therefore, the pasuk doesn't just say v'al pesach hayomoyed. It also continues that he didn't bring it lahashem, which implies mishum yuchadin lahashem, implying something which is brought explicitly, which is brought exclusively for Hashem. Yotu elu shenim yichodin lashem, as opposed to the parah aduma and the sir lazazel are not being brought lashem. The sir, the parah schatas is not being brought as a korban at all. The sir lazazel is not being brought lashem. It's lazazel. So those are being excluded. It's obviously it's being done lashem the mitzvah, but not a korban. It's not a korban that's being brought lashem. Lashem implies something that's being brought as a korban.
And
it has
to go all the way down to the
amount
that has to take it out and check the
place. So the part of Abdurma is shechted on Harazesim, opposite the Hechel. He stands on Harazesim at a point opposite the Hechel, and he sprinkles the blood in the direction of the Hechel. The Sura Lazal, you mean?
No, the other one. The third one.
Oh, so you have three goats on Yom Kippur. One of them is the Sura Lashem that we talked about in the previous parak, where the blood is sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Heichel and so forth. Then you have the Sur Lazazel, which is thrown off the cliff. And then you have the Sur Chatas, which is a regular Chatas, like every other Chatas. The blood is daubed on the four, the Kohen dips his finger in and walks around the Soviv and daubs it on the four corners. And then the Sur Lashem is burnt outside the Machne. The Sur Chatas, the third one, is burnt like a regular Chatas. The Emurim are burnt on the Mizbeach, and the meat is eaten by the Kohen.
The one that
the blood was brought into the Heichel, that one, the whole body of it is taken outside the Machne and burnt. It's a respectable distance, yeah. I mean, it just has to be someplace outside the walls of Yerushalayim. The Kohen Gadol has to wait. Yeah, we're going to talk about the end of the parak. He has to wait with that to be done before he continues the next avodah, right? Yeah. Okay. Fine. So the word Lashem means that only things that are meant as a korban, Lashem, only those, the Shchut Echutz apply, not the Parah Aduma, which is not a korban, and not the Sorda Mishtalech, which is not a korban either. And anyway, it's not going Lashem, it's going Lazazel. So the question is, Lashem Lahoitzi Hu. You're telling me that when you have the word Lashem in a pasuk means to exclude something? Or to Minu, I have a contradiction. A Braisa says the other way around, where we find that the word Lashem is including something. The pasuk says that you're not allowed to bring a korban less than 8 days old. And the pasuk says that on the eighth day, Yerotza the korban Isha Lashem, it will be accepted as a fire korban for Hashem. That means Elu Ishim, that means you're not allowed to, before the korban is 8 days old, you're not allowed to put any parts of it on the fire of the Ma'arocha on the Mizbeach. Minayin Shalayach Yishenu Mechusas Man. How do we know that you're not allowed to be Machdashit when it's underage? Talmud Lema Korban. That therefore the pasuk says korban. So as soon as you makdish it, it's called a korban. Which means, in other words, you're not supposed to be makdish it underage. But if you do, then it is chal. It does have kedusha. But now you're just not allowed to shecht it until it becomes the right age. Now, when it says Lashem, the pasuk says the korban isha Lashem. The word Lashem is l'rabo, sorda meshtaleach. That comes to include the sorda meshtaleach, that it also has to be at least 8 days old. So therefore, we see that the word Lashem is including something. Why over here are we saying Lashem takes out something? Takes out the sorda meshtaleach. Before we're saying as far as shchut echut, the word Lashem is telling us that shchut echut does not apply to the sorda meshtaleach, because not Lashem. Now we're saying Lashem includes the Sarda Meshaleach to say that you can't be makdash it, you can't bring it less than 8 days old. The answer is Omar Rava, Hosam in Yonad Krab, Hocham in Yonad Krab. You have to look at the context of the Pasuk in each case, and then you'll know whether the word Lashem is coming to be Marbe or to be Mamai. Hosam de El Pesach L'Rabos. Over there, you're saying that the word El Pesach comes to include something. You would have thought that El Pesach includes the Sur La Zazel, because after all, it is brought El Pesach, because the vidui is done over there. Then Lashem, Lahotzi. Then the word Lashem tells us, after all, don't include the Sur La Zazel, because even though it's brought El Pesach in order to do the vidui, it's not shechted over there. On the other hand, Hocha de Isha Lahotzi. Here, the word Isha, a fire korban, is automatically being motzi, because of course you don't offer the Sur Meshaleach on the fire of the Mizbeach. Therefore, Lashem l'rabos. Therefore, the Lashem comes to include it and to say that you should know that the din of mechusas man applies to it as well. Okay. Now, taima de Rabbi Rachmana. Now, let's consider that point. We're saying because the Torah is marbe with the word Lashem, therefore we say that the sur la zazel has to be the right age. Holy Rabbi, implying if there wasn't such a ribui, Havamina Sura Meshtaleach Kodesh b'mechusas man, then you would have thought that the Sura Meshtaleach underage could be Kodesh. How could it? After all, you have to make a girdle. The girdle has to be two animals, one of which has to be Roy to bring as a korban Lashem. You don't know before the girdle which one is going to be which. So necessarily, you have to have two animals that are both the right age. You can't have one animal is 8 days old and the other one's 7 days old and make a girdle between them. Because what if the one Lashem comes out the 7-day-old one? You can't bring that as a korban. So obviously, for that reason alone, the Sur La Zazel has to be at least 8 days old. So why is there a Havam in it to think it could have been, and therefore say that you need a Pasuk to tell us that it can't be? The answer is Omer of Yosef, Homani, Chonon HaMitzri. The answer is, Rabbi Yosef says, the Braisa that we just quoted would be according to that Darshans from the word Lashem, that includes the Sur La Zazel, would be according to Chonon HaMitzri. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Now, we learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda had said that the Sur La Zazel and the Sur La Shem are interdependent, and we said, therefore, if one of them dies, then you have to get rid of the other one and start over again with two new ones. Now, on the other hand, Chonon HaMitzri says the opposite. He says, Afilu dam bekos, even if the blood of the Sur La Shem is already in the cup, so you already shechted it, you already have the blood over there, maybe chaveru mezaviglo, you can still bring a second animal. If the Sur La Zazel died at that point, then you take another animal and pair it up with it. Yeah, let's say so you shechted the Sur La Shem. The Sur La Zazel is still there. Later on, again, the shechita of the Sur and the sprinkling with blood were in the previous perek. Later in our perek, we're gonna have the vidri on the Sur, and then it's gonna be sental. What if between those two things the Sur La Zazel dies? According to the Yehuda in the Mishnah, we said the Sur La Shem, we're going to have to spill out the blood, and we're going to have to start all over with a new Sur La Shem and Sur La Zazel. According to the Chachamim, we'll see what happens according to them. According to Chonon HaMitzvah, the Chachamim agree that if the Sur La Zazel was shechted, then you're going to have that Sur La Shem, rather, was shechted, then you're going to have to do that. But if the Sur La Zazel, if the Sur La Shem is still alive, then we're going to talk about later, we're going to talk about tomorrow on Daf Samach Dalet, what we do according to them. Now, Chonon HaMitzri is saying, even if the Sur La Shem was already shechted, the blood is already in the cup, still, there's no problem. Go ahead and use that blood. You need a Sur La Zazel? Fine, get another animal. Get another animal for a Sur La Zazel and continue where you left off. So you see,
the
one's dead. The whole point is it died. The scenario is you shechted the Sur La Shem before you had a chance to finish with the, before you had a chance to send off the Sur La Zazel, it died. So now what we're saying is then that according to Chonon HaMitzri, no problem. Get another animal, designate it Sur La Zazel, go from there. Well, now, according to that, now that we know that that animal is going to be the Sur La Zazel, on the face of it, you would think maybe it doesn't have to be 8 days old. You're not bringing it as a korban after all. You know you're going to be throwing it off the cliff. So maybe you could bring one that's 5 or 6 or 7 days old. And therefore, we needed the Pasuk Lashem to tell us that you can't do that. So according to the Braisa, it would be according to him. However, the Gemara says not necessarily. Eimer de Shamat lechonan amitzvi de lesle dechoyin. Now, what we see from Chonan amitzvi's shita is that there's no such thing, that he doesn't hold that the blood is nidcha. Now, we're going to talk about tomorrow the question of whether bali chayim nidchin, whether living animals can be nidcha. But once the korban is shechted, the chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that the blood is going to have to be spilled out because the blood now became nidcha. Now that the other animal died. But okay, so fine, we're going to say according to Chonan amitzvi, the blood doesn't become nidcha. The blood is still kosher because nothing went wrong with the blood itself. It didn't become tame or spilled or what have you. It's still perfectly valid. All it is the other animal died. Fine, so you just need another animal. But delesle hagrola mishamatle, who says that Chonan amitzvi says you wouldn't need another girdle? Dilma maisi umagru. Maybe Chonan amitzvi would still say you do need another girdle. What you're going to do is now you're going to make another girdle, like we said in the Mishnah, according to the Chachamim. What you're going to do now is, once you're done with the girdle, you have an extra soil Lashem. So fine, that one you're going to do like you do with a posel achatos. You're going to leave it to graze till it develops a mum, etc. In other words, Chonan amitzvi might agree with the Chachamim in our Mishnah that you need that you do need a girdle. You can't just designate it as a soil azazo without a girdle. There needs to be a girdle, and given that there needs to be a girdle, again means both animals have to be rori lovei b'fnim. Both of them have to be suitable to have been brought as a carbon. So therefore, so automatically that means both of them have to be 8 days old. Once you're finished with the girdle, one of them is going to be the Sorla Zozel. The other one now is an extra Sorla Shem. We don't need it. And therefore we say eventually we're going to send it off to graze. But at least he would agree that you need a girdle. So again, if you need a girdle, automatically that means both animals have to be suitable to be the Sorah Lashem, and that means both of them have to be 8 days old. So how does the Braisa before that we have to learn from Lashem fit with that?
And also has to be, you know, let's say what's the thing went wrong with the actual carbon? No, the carbon was spilled, but it's
still... because there could be a scenario actually. Suppose that, let's say, while he's in the middle of doing the blood of the Sur, the blood spilled, then yeah, that second one that was chosen as the second Sur Lashem, they could use that as the backup. They could use that to continue. Right? But it has to be 8 days old, right? So Duma Maisi Umagru. Maybe you do have to bring another animal for a Sur Lazazel, but you have to make a girdle between it and another animal to establish that the Sur Lazazel.
Does that hold up, is it a
rumor,
or does it have to be
a hagrola? That's what we're saying. We thought that maybe according to Chonan HaMitzvah, you don't need a hagrola. Now we're saying Chonan HaMitzvah agrees you need a hagrola. So a hagrola implies both of them have to be suitable. Ela, Amar Rav Yosef Hamani Rav Shimon. Rather, Rav Yosef says the braisa that we said before, that we're learning from Lashem to include the Sur Lazazel, that it has to be Ma'at Mechosas Man, would be according to Rav Shimon. Netanya, we learn in a brisa, mes echad mehen, if one of the animals dies, maybe chaveder shaloi b'hagrola divid Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that you don't need a girdle. We learned earlier in the Masecht, actually, that according to Reb Shimon, the girdle is not ma'akiv. So therefore, according to him, one animal dies, no problem. Just take another animal and designate it verbally. This one is Lashem or this one is Lazazel. So therefore, so now, according to Reb Shimon, you need this. You would have thought once, so you did the girdle. Reb Shimon agrees that l'chatchila you should be doing the girdle. Then one of them, so now let's say the Sur Lazazel that you chose died. Now, according to Reb Shimon, you just need to take another one. You don't need a new girdle. Now, you would have thought that new one, again, now that we know in advance this one is going to be the Sur Lazazel, maybe it can be underage. And Reb Shimon tells us, no, because of the word Lashem, it can't. Okay. Ravina Omar, Ravina says, here's another answer. You could say, why do you need a posse? Even according to the Chachamim, you could say, why do you need a posse to tell us that Mechusas Man is posse when it comes to the Sur Lazazel? Is Kegoin Shahumam, a case would be, let's say, suppose the Sur Lazazel developed a mum after the girdle, the Chila Lo Yalacher, so you machalal it on another animal. So now, it's one thing, in other words, if the first animal died and we need to choose a new animal, it's not coming from the koyach of the first one, then everybody except Reb Shimon is saying you need a new girdle. But here, where one of them became posel and you need to be mechalal it on another one, then that's coming from the koyach of the first one. You don't need a new girdle for that. That's no different than the way any other korban that becomes posel and you mechalal it on another one. You transfer the kedusha from the one to the other. So therefore, so that could be the case now. So you have you did the girdle. You chose the Sur Lazazel. Now it developed a mum after that. Now you would think maybe you can be mechalal it on an underage animal. And the Braisa is telling you that you can't. Yeah. So now the question is, and we're not tamer to possibly mum, who says that a mum passel, who says a mum passel the sir lazozel? So the Tanya, the isha leistitnumahem, the posik says about a bal mum, you should not put anything of it on the fire of the mizbeach. Elu achalovim, that means the fat, of that means the fat of a korban. Ein li elakula, now based on that, you would only know that applies if you put all the fat of the korban on the fire. Miktsasin minayin, how do we know if you even put only a kazayas of it on the fire, that also he's over on this lab? Tamad lema mehem, therefore the pasuk is from them, implying that any part of them that's considered a valid haktorah. There is a rule, ein haktorah pusin the kazayas, that to be a haktorah burning on the mizbeach is defined as a at least a kazayas. So if he does a kazayas, then he's over on this lab. And the Braisa continues, Mizbeach zu zrikas domim. The pasuk says, V'isha lo yisitnu mehem ala mizbeach la'ashem. So the word V'isha lo yisitnu mehem means that you're not allowed to burn any of the fat of a baal mum on the mizbeach. The word mizbeach includes that you're not allowed to sprinkle the blood of it on the mizbeach. Lashem, the rabbi Sarda Mishaleach, and the word Lashem includes that you're not allowed, that the Sarda Mishaleach can't be a Baal Mum either. So therefore we see that the Sarda Mishaleach can't have a mum. Now, why do we need two psukim, one to tell us that it can't be a Baal Mum, and the other to tell us that it can't be Mechusar Zman? So v'itzruch l'michta Baal Mum, v'itzruch l'michta Mechusar Zman. It has to write psukim for both of them. If the Torah had only written that a mechusas man is possible, you'd say, you know why it's possible? After all, it's not old enough yet. Abu Balmum, the Mati Zimne, Balmum is old enough. It has a mum, but big deal. You would say it's not being brought to the curb, it's being thrown off the cliff. So who cares? Amalois, you would think maybe there's not a problem with a mum. The E, Kosser Rachmana Balmum. And on the other hand, if the Torah had written that a Balmum is no good, you would say Mishum de Mois. Fine. You know why it's possible? Because having a mum is a disgusting thing. It's not really to be brought as a curb when it has a mum. Abba Mechusas Mandalay Mois, but if it's underage, it's not Mois, it's just underage. Amalo, you would think maybe there's no problem. Tzricha, and therefore we need both of them. Now, one more. So we had so far a few different answers why we needed a Braisa to tell us that the Sir Lazozel cannot be Mechusas Man. We had one explanation that it goes according to the Bshimin, who says you don't need a girdle to pick a replacement Sir Lazozel. We had the case where it developed a Mum and you had to be Mechalal it on another one. Now we have a third answer. Rava Omar, I can give you another answer where the Sir Lazozel becomes a Mechusas Man in a different way. Suppose that a person had a sick person at home, and we know, we're going to learn at the end of our Masechta about the Dinim of Pekuach Nefesh, where you Mechalo Yom Kippur to save her for Pekuach Nefesh. So therefore, V'shochat Imei B'yem HaKippurim. So suppose then you needed, the sick person needed meat. So suppose then you went and Shechted the mother of the Sir Lazozel on Yom Kippur. So now what happens is now, like we said before, Oisav Esbnoi. Now on the spot it became Mechusas Man. So now that's the chiddush, in other words, that the Braisa is telling us, don't think that you can go and bring that and send off that sir, Lazozel, because who cares, that's Mechusas Man, it's not a korban. No, Lashem teaches us that it can't be Mechusas Man of that type either. So the question is, by the way, I mean, Mephoshim say, it doesn't have to be obviously that there was a sick person. You could just as well have that somebody was over and shechted on Yom Kippur. But the Gemara would rather find a case where it was done behetur. So the question is, so what? Why would it be osir to throw it off the cliff? After all, the Torah says you're not allowed to shecht Oisav Esbnoi on the same day. You're not shechting the Sir Lazozel. And in fact, the Mishnayos in Chulin tell us that if a person stabbed one of them, he's allowed to shecht the other one. The din is only you're not allowed to shecht them both on the same day. The answer is ha'amri b'mar rova. The answer is they said in Eretz Yisrael d'chiyosi latzuk zuri shchitase. In this particular case, throwing it off the cliff is the equivalent of shechting it because. It's true, obviously it doesn't make it mutter to eat, like shchita wood, but here the Torah is telling you to go throw it off the cliff. Therefore, that's the equivalent of shchita. So yes, then if the mother was shechted on that day, it would be also to throw the child, the baby animal off the cliff, and therefore that would be the case. So you have, in other words, the scenario would be that You had the Sur Lashem, you had the Sur Lazazel, everything was going good. Then at the last moment before you're about to send off the Sur Lazazel, they come and tell you we had to shech this animal's mother for a sick person. Now, all of a sudden, this animal is Mechuser Zman. You're not allowed to shech it, or rather throw it off the cliff that day. Now, therefore, the Braisa, the word Lashem, is teaching us that you can't do it anymore. Now that animal cannot be used as the Sur Lazazel, and therefore now we need a new Sur Lazazel. So again, according to everybody except Reb Shimon, you're going to need a new girdle. And according to Reb Shimon, you won't. You just need to designate right now a new animal. But that way, the Braisa works out according to everybody, because everybody would agree with this concept that now we don't have to say the Braisa is talking only according to Reb Shimon. We don't have to say that the animal developed the mum. We can say, in other words, that became Mechuser Zman, that developed the mum and you mechalel on another animal. The very same animal that you chose originally with the girdle, now all of a sudden, in the middle of the day, became Mechuser Zman. So now we're saying a different kind of Mechuser Zman. That's the point. It does have to be 8 days old. That's true. But our question was, what's the chiddush in that? Of course, it has to be 8 days old. It has to be roi as a sur lashem. Now we have the answer. Now we have three different answers. One is because according to the Shimon, you don't have to pick the sur lazazel with a girdle. So therefore, conceivably, once you're picking a replacement one, you know it's going to be the sur lazazel. You would have thought it could be below 8 days old, and we're saying that not. Ravina's answer had been, where you machalal it on another animal, you would have thought that the other animal you machalal on doesn't have to be 8 days old. And Rabbah is saying, you can talk about, forget about 8 days and not 8 days. We're talking about a different kind of Mechuser Zman, the kind of Mechuser Zman that results from Oisav Espinoi. That if the animal becomes Mechuser Zman on that day, because the mother was shechted earlier that day, then now it becomes Mechuser Zman, and therefore the word Lashem is teaching us that you can't use it as a Sur Lazazel anymore. Okay. Everyone.